Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
98.5 Drive, here with Beck and Jazeel.
Dignity Freedom Network are a group of Australians and New Zealanders caring for oppressed peoples in South Asia. They desire to see marginalised communities set free through education, healthcare and empowerment. The annual Hope for the Jagini Girls dinner is on this Friday, the 17th of September. It's going to be a special evening to hear stories of hope, restoration and including interviews from the team on the ground in India. Kate is the CEO of Dignity Freedom Network, and she joins us now.
Hey, Kate, how you going?
Yeah, it's great to talk to you. Now, great to have to be on the show.
Oh, it's our pleasure, believe us. Now, Kate, what's the response been like for this year's dinner?
So it really varies because, of course, in Western Australia, you have this wonderful situation where you're not in lockdown. And so everybody on the East is craving something to do because they're all over Netflix. And so we've had this amazing response. But, of course, in Perth and the whole of Western Australia, you guys live in a whole wonderful free paradigm that we have no clue what that's like anymore.
We won't rub it in.
Yes.
We'll just move on.
I would love to see some more Perth people engage as well.
What can people expect from this event?
So it is a live-streamed event, but it's not Zoom. So please note that it's not Zoom. We're all over Zoom. It's going to be live-streamed from the East Coast. We've got Sylvie Palladino joining us singing a song. We've got footage from India of our COVID response. Some of our Jogini women will be sharing their stories. And some of the girls that we've rescued will be doing a very special item as well. And the head of our anti-human trafficking work will be talking about the program and the impact that is being made with some of the most marginalised and abused women and girls on the face of the planet.
Wow. I mean, it's a great cause, but I want to know some of the personal stories. How are the lives being changed, Kate?
So little girls in India can be dedicated to this deity. And before that, they knew that they were worthless because they're from the bottom caste. But on this particular day, they know that there's something special, but they don't know what it all means. When they hit puberty, they end up trapped in this life of ongoing abuse where any man can use them any time of the day or night. So 10, 12 times a day, they can be abused and being euphemistic because of young listeners. So if your headspace is going to the bad place, you're on the right track. So we intervene with these dedications and bring these girls out of these situations, and they come and live in our shelter home where they discover that they're created in the image of God and that they have value and worth. They go to one of our schools, and one of our girls who's graduated from high school and gone on to nursing will also be sharing her story during the evening.
Well, and we complain about lockdowns over
here. I know. Like it's just, now, speaking of,
I know, it's
of,
full on.
Of COVID, what has the impact of COVID been on your organisation and people on the ground?
So in India, the second wave struck really hard, and so there's just been absolute devastation. And as with everything, it's always the poorest of the poor who are most impacted. But the side that we've seen, aside from COVID itself, is what lockdown is like for people in these situations. So there's been a huge amount of job loss for daily wage earners, which can also result in a huge increase in domestic violence, huge increase in trafficking, huge increase in child brides. You know, if you can't feed all the mouths around the table, how about we just sell one off? And so, you know, that's the other whole side of COVID, that it's not just COVID itself and, you know, the disease, it's also the social impact that it has.
The ramifications are very, very wide. Now, you've convinced us already and everyone driving home right now. So I guess the big question is, how can we find out more information about your organisation and, of course, the dinner?
Well, you can call our number, 1-800-949-774. You can jump on our website, Dignity Freedom Network Australia, or you could email us at info@dfn.org.au.
We'll pop all those details up on our website if you did miss them.
Hope for the Jogini Girls Dinner 2021 is on this Friday, the 17th of September. Thank you so much for all the info. And, of course, you can head online for all the details. But Kate, CEO of Dignity Freedom Network, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. If you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.